Paragraph Chuf. V'zeh b'chinas osur likrois l'rabbi b'shmoy. I can't believe this. I can't believe my eyes. I made a phone call to America this morning at 5 o'clock in the morning, our time, to congratulate a close friend whose son is about to get engaged. And I spoke to him, Nathan Asulin. And I called the young man, and he says, I happen to be with the girl right now. I'm with her right now. Over there, it was 10 o'clock at night. And talking this, that, and he says, but she had one question she wanted to ask you. I said, gladly. Yeah. Put her on the phone. Puts her on the phone. Sounds very, never met her yet. Spoke, first time speaking on the phone. She says, I wanted to ask a question. Why is it that we can't say the rabbi's name? Why do we say Rabbeinu Zal? Why don't we say Rabbi Nachman? Why? I said, because that's a higher form of respect. When a person has a rabbi, his Rebbe Muvuk, you're not supposed to mention his name. In fact, the Gemara mentions tremendous, severe punishment. A person who calls his rabbi by his name, he calls the rabbi by his name. Now, instead of saying Rabbi Goldstein, he says Nassen or Nachman, whatever it is. That's death chayev misa chas v'shalom. It's a very, very serious chutzpah. How do you call it? He's your buddy. He's your equal chas v'shalom. So she said, yeah, but I thought that's when you're talking to the rabbi. I said, it's true. It's definitely true. But even when you're not talking to the rabbi, when you're speaking about your rabbi, it's still a high form of respect when you don't mention them, when you say my rabbi. You don't say Rabbi so-and-so. If it's not your rabbi, if we're talking about rabbis in general, this rabbi said this, this rabbi said that, then I can say Rabbi so-and-so. I can even say rabbi and mention his first name. But if you're talking about your Rebbe, that kind of thing, it's an extra respect to say my rabbi. I don't want to, you know, that's enough. I don't feel so buddy-buddy with him, so, you know, that I call him by his name. V'zeh b'chinas osur likrois l'rabbi b'shmoy. This is why the Gemara and the Halacha teach us that a Jew is not allowed to call his rabbi by his name. Ki ikar hayediya hu b'chinas shem. Because the main knowledge and understanding of something is related to the name of that item, what that is. Kimavur b'hatoiro uv'yoyim habikurim hastara. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses this at length, in chapter 56 in Likutei Moran, the Torah called Yom HaBikurim, where it speaks about Hastora and Hastora, Ayin Shom Heitev. Look over there in Likutei Moran very, very well to get Rabbeinu Zal's explanation. Rabbeinu Zal says that in the name of an item is included everything about an item. If I say this table, let's say, then we know it's the table that has four legs, that's made of formica, and that's so long and so short. The name of the item, or when I say Moshe Baruch, when I said in those two words is included a billion things, who his parents were, who his wife, children, he lives over there, everything. Because when I'm talking to my close friend, when I'm talking to Eliezer or this one, and I say Moshe Baruch, he knows that in those two words is included, I can write a book about that, about everything related to that person. It's a person who I met 1 year ago, it's all included in the name. So the name contains our knowledge, our awareness of everything. we mentioned the word Jupiter, let's say, which is the name of one of the planets. In the name of the item is included everything about the item, and our knowledge of the item is related to its name.
V'zeh b'chinas machloikis koirach.
And this is tied into the machloikis that Korach made against Moshe Rabbeinu. He separated himself from Moshe Rabbeinu.
Sheikar hagdolas shem Hashem al yodoi,
where the person who makes Hashem's name great, the person who gives Hashem a good name, the best person who did that ever was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who is magdil shem Hashem.
Ki al yodo yochol kol echot mi Yisrael lihi kol el shmoi b'shem Hashem.
Because it's through Moshe Rabbeinu that every single Jew has the ability to plug into Hashem.
Al yidei shenichlal b'shem hatzadik.
By plugging into the name of the tzadik, by plugging into Moshe Rabbeinu.
Shekvar hishlim es shmoi b'tachlis hashlemus.
Who has already completed his name to perfection. He has fulfilled his name. He has finished everything that had to be done by Moshe Rabbeinu to completion. V'nichlal b'shem Hashem. And he has plugged into the name of Hashem. It's brought in Sfarim that it's not coincidence that the word Moshe, Mem Shin Hei, is the same letters as the word Hashem, which is how we refer to Hashem. We don't call Hashem by his name, right? We don't say Elohim, we say Hashem. When we're talking regular about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way we refer to him mostly is the word Hashem. Hashem is Moshe. It's one. The way we connect Hashem is through Moshe Rabbeinu. Sheze Iker Milui Shem Hashem. This is the main filling out of the name of Hashem. Kishmoi Meshutov Bishmeinu. Because Hashem's name is connected to our names. Remember Yaakov Avinu when he spoke about the 12 tribes? He said, Hora Uveini, Hashemoini. He put the letters Yud K on every single one of the tribes. Every Jew has Hashem's name on him. V'chol echod lefi tikun masov. Kain nichlal shmoi b'shem Hashem, v'nishlam shmoi yisborach. And each and every Jew, according to how much he does the right thing in this world, according to how much the person completes what they're supposed to do in this world, and they don't do what they're not supposed to that degree they plug into the name of Hashem, v'nishlam shmoi yisborach kaviyach, and they complete the name of Hashem. Each and every one of us is part of the name of Hashem. If I'm doing good, I'm filling in my piece of the puzzle. If I'm bad, chas shalom, then my piece of the puzzle is missing. We mentioned regarding the Shekhinah, if you recall, remember? That the word Shekhinah, which is one of the names of Hashem, like the spirit of Hashem, the presence of Hashem, the word Shekhinah, when you write out each letter as a word, Shin, Shin Yud Nun, Chaf, Chaf Pei, is Bigematria 601, corresponding to the 600,000 Jews. In Hebrew, Aleph is one, and Aleph is Elif, 1,000. So each one of the 600,000 Jews is a piece of the Shekhinah. Each one of us, the Shekhinah is made up of 600,000 light bulbs. If I turn on my light bulb, then I helped complete the Shekhinah. I made Hashem complete. If my light bulb is not turned on, I'm detracting from the name of Hashem, from the kavod of Hashem, from the light of Hashem, chas v'shalom. V'nizgadel v'nizkadesh yoyser. Hashem's name is elevated and sanctified more and more if I do the right thing, if I live my life the right way. Amazing that we're learning this now also. Nizgadel v'nizkadesh. This is the tefillah that a person says when they're in mourning, when somebody, a close relative, passes away. Right now, at this time, one of our closest friends, Yehuda Gurarie ben Bernice, Yehuda Wurtz's father, was nifter. He's sitting shiva today in Ramat Beit Shemesh, a person who joins in our shir every day by telephone. And he started saying Kaddish now. Rav Nosson saying, what is this stuff? What is this Yisgad Alvi? What does that mean? It means that every single Jew, while he's living in this world, every time he makes the right decision, he makes the right move, he does something good, he increases, he elevates Hashem's name. He fills in, he turns on one of those light bulbs. Hashem becomes brighter, Hashem becomes greater. And therefore, when a Jew leaves this world, chas v'shalom, when a Jew passes away, we say this special tefillah, the Kaddish, acknowledging that now that this person is absent, he's missing, the kavod of Hashem has become diminished, decreased to a certain degree in this world. And we want to fill that in, we want to make that up by saying, Yiskada v'yiskada shemei rabo. Ulehefech, and the opposite is also true, ayde pigam v'avera, when a person does a sin or they do something wrong, poigem u'meshaker b'shmo d'malka, he causes a defect and he injects sheker into the name of Hashem. That's the wording in the Zohar HaKadosh. He messes up Hashem's name. Ukeilu memayet shmoi chashon. It's as if he's decreasing the name of Hashem. V'alkein, we said that when a person commits a sin, he causes that last hey of Yud Kei Vav Kei to be separated, right? He causes a separation between the Vav and Kei. So he makes a deficiency in Hashem's name. V'alkein onu oimrim u'mevakshim. This is why we say in our prayers, we say, u'samale kol ha'shemois shepogamti b'shim ha'godel. Hashem, please fill in all of your names which I've messed up in your holy name, in your great name. V'hatzadik shezocho letachlis ha'shlemus. Now, the tzaddik who has been zeicha to achieve the highest level of success and perfection in this world, kvar hishlim es shmoi, he has already completed whatever he needs to complete in the name of Hashem. He's already completed his own name. He has filled in his whole name. The words Moshe Rabbeinu are bigematria 613. Moshe, meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu is the entire Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu, by living his life the way he did, he filled in, he turned on all 613 light bulbs, all of them. V'nichlal b'shem Hashem. And thereby he plugged into, he became part of Hashem's name. V'loyoit, not only that, ela sheyesh b'koychoi lahaloi satoiv shebechol echod miYisrael l'kol aloi b'shem Hashem. Not only is he able to do it for himself, but he's able to do this for every single Jew. He's able to help every single Jew do mitzvahs ma'asim and tovim and take the good of that Jew and plug it into the name of Hashem. Ki klal Yisrael, kol mi shadayin shem Yisrael nikrolov, because the Jewish people, as long as he's still a Jew, as long as he still has shem Yisrael olov, afal pishu kamayshu, even if he's as bad as he is, Adayin yeshloi eza achiza uklolius b'shem Hashem. He still has some connection to the name of Hashem. Me'achar shenikral shem Yisrael, since he's still called a Jew, shehem klulim b'shmo d'malka, and the Jewish people are plugged into Hashem. Kishmo yisborach nikraleinu, because Hashem's name is mentioned specifically related to us. Hashem Elokei Yisrael. That's what he's called in the Torah, right? The Hashem of the Jewish people. Aval Iker HaKlolius Alidei HaTzadik HaEmes. But the one who's able to bring this together and put it all together is the true tzaddik. Shekvar Hishlim Shmoi B'Tachlis HaShlemus, who has already completed his own name to perfection. We have the expression in English, make a name for yourself. Make a name for yourself means to become a success, to be successful. To be successful means to reach your maximum, to accomplish the maximum of what you are capable of doing. V'kol mi shenikra al shem hatzadik, and any person who is called by the name of the tzaddik, he takes the name of the tzaddik upon himself. I am a student of this rabbi, I am a breslover, I am a satmar, I am a this, I am whatever it is. Who nichlal boy, he becomes part of that tzaddik. If he's not fooling himself, this isn't a joke, this isn't a game, that a person calls himself by something means he's loyal to that tzaddik. It means he studies the teachings of that tzaddik as best as he can, and he tries to fulfill, he tries to live the way that tzaddik prescribes. V'idei zeh hu nichlal b'shem Hashem. And through the tzaddik, he plugs into the shem Hashem. Aval acholik al tzaddik, whereas a person who goes against the tzaddik, he disagrees with the tzaddik and he opposes the tzaddik, ki cholik al hashchina. The Gemara says it's like opposing Hashem, ki cholik atzmoi mishem Hashem, because he's cutting himself off from the name of Hashem, ki e efsherli he kolel b'shem Hashem ki imalide hatzaddik shehishlem ma'isa b'tachlis haktush v'ashleimus. Because it's impossible for a Jew to plug into the name of Hashem other than via the tzaddik who has perfected himself, who has been mashlim all of his deeds, who really plugs into the name of Hashem. Ve'al yodo yecholin hakoy lehikol b'shem Hashem. And it's via that tzaddik, through him, all of Klal Yisrael is able to plug into Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas pegam ha'otzum shel machloikes Korach. This gives us an idea regarding the terrible, terrible, severe sin of Korach, shecholak atzmoy me'Hashem yizborach, who took himself away from Hashem, he split away from Hashem, al yedei shecholak al Moshe Rabbi, by the fact that he went against Moshe Rabbeinu, his rabbi. Bechinas, as the pasuk begins in Parshas Korach, vayikach Korach, Korach took, and the Targum says ve'ispalei Korach, Korach separated. He took himself out. Shecholak atzmoi vadosoi mishem Hashem. He took himself and his followers away from the name of Hashem, alidei shecholak al Moshe, by the fact that he opposed Moshe Rabbeinu, v'omar, and he said, shehu biatzmo yodei Hashem. I know Hashem. I know about Hashem myself. I don't need Moshe Rabbeinu. K'moshe kosev, as the pasuk says, what was Korach's claim? Ki kol ho'edo kulam kedoshim. All of us are holy. Uv'soicham Hashem. All of us have Hashem among us. Who are you? Who made you boss? Who made you, gave you permission to do whatever you want? To make your brother this and your nephew that? So look at the wording that Korach used. Korach made a point of saying, all of us are holy, all of us have Hashem. We don't need you. What's so terrible? There are many Jews, there are thousands of Jews today, who don't believe in tzaddikim, who don't want no intermediary, and what do I need him for? Every Jew is connected to Hashem. We don't need no tzaddik. But Moshe Rabbeinu is buried, he's minding his own business, fine. Let me do my learning and my davening, and I'll be perfectly okay. She'omar, that Korach said, she'shem Hashem hu betoy choeda. Hashem's name is with all the Jewish people. So what? And Rav Nosson Salih adds, v'ho emes who came. On one hand, it's true. It is true. Hashem is among all the people. Aval ives uposha ma'oid. But he made a terrible, terrible mistake. B'masherotza lahatoy ses atzmoy ves Yisrael. In the fact that he wanted to fool himself and fool the Jewish people. Ke'ilu shem Hashem betoich Yisrael b'li hatzadik Moshe Rabbam. As if Hashem is with us without Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't need you. Ki ho emes, because the truth is, Shashem Yisborach betoich Yisrael. Hashem is with the Jewish people. And Hashem's name is connected to every single Jew. Avla koil al yedei hatzadik Moshe Rabbeinu. But it's all dependent on, and it's all via the tzaddik Moshe Rabbeinu. I will take if kishecholik al Moshe, but immediately when a person opposes Moshe Rabbeinu, shehu horav ho'emes, who is the true rabbi, harei oiker atzmoi v'sashemim l'machlukus emishem Hashem. That person is tearing himself away, and anyone who listens to him, from the name of Hashem. Because it's impossible to plug into the name of Hashem unless you go via the true rabbi. And this is why the Torah refers to Korach's gang as Anshei Shem. They were people, reputable people, people who had a reputation, Anshei Shem. Because this was their main mistake. Sherotzu lasois liatzmam shame. They wanted to make a name for themselves. I don't want nobody calling me a student. Who wants to be called? So I'm a rabbi. We're all rabbis. Lachloi katzmam mi Moshe. They wanted to separate themselves from Moshe Rabbeinu. Machmas gasusam. Because of their arrogance. Sherotzu sheyeh Elohim shame v'kovoidu pirsim. They wanted to have a name. I don't want to be known as a breso. I want to be known as Rabbi so-and-so. Why should they call me a student of him if I can make my own rabbi, I can make my own community? He wanted their own name and their own kovoid, respect, and pirsim, and publicity. V'alkein ikar, this is why this is so delicate an item. A person has to be so careful within the students of the tzaddik. Within the students of the tzaddik, a person would say, okay, very simple. So I'm not one of those. I'm with Moshe Rabbeinu and that's it. It's not it. Because this Yetzirah is really a tough cookie. And even after a person joins that tzaddik, he says, no problem. I learned Likutei Halachos. The Yetzirah says, I learned Likutei Halachos. I understand the situation. I'll give you both. You can be a student and we'll make you a big rabbi, and you can be a big rabbi too. You'll with a name, publicize yourself. And Reb Michal Zichron Avroch, I remember one of the very special things that he taught was that, for example, when a person comes to Uman, a person comes to Rabbeinu Zal, there's a person who comes, there's a student who comes to the rabbi, and there's a rabbi who's coming to a rabbi. And it's not the same. Person needs to know what attitude to have. One of the greatest students of Rav Nosson Zal was Rav Nachman Chirin Zal. Rav Nachman, who was a grandson of Rav Aaron Zal, the student of Rabbeinu Zal. This Rav Nachman Chirin was a dayan. He was a poisek. He was an awesome Talmud Chacham. We have some of his sfarim today, and we see a little bit of what a gaon, super, super gaon he was. They say that when he came to Uman, when he came to Rabbeinu Zal Siyan, he never sat. Number one, there was no such thing as sitting down in the vicinity of Rabbeinu Zal's kever. He would stand for hours. And when he couldn't stand anymore, he would take a kerchief out of his pocket, like a handkerchief, put it on the floor, and sit on the floor. There was no such thing as sitting in a chair in front of my rabbi. I'm going to sit on a chair in front of the Rebbe, you know? That was the level of awe and respect. So it's brought that somebody once came over to him in Uman to ask him a question, in lawyer. He said, sorry, I left the rabbi in Chirin. The rabbi's over there. Here there's no rabbi. There's one rabbi, Rabbeinu Zal. Here, none of us are rabbis. We're still, and this is a very, very important point in attitude. Person can be, we know that Rav Nosson Zal, Rav Nachman Chirin Zal, and there are even people today who are students of Rabbeinu Zal, who if they were to go anywhere else in the world, they could be recognized as the biggest rabbis. They could be respected, they could make a name for themselves. But that's the test. That's the trick. You want to make a name for yourself, or you want to make a name for Hashem or for the tzaddik? Person has to be very, very careful, low profile, especially when you're in the presence of the tzaddik, especially when you're in front of Rabbeinu Zal, that there shouldn't be any confusion as to how many rabbis there are here. There's one Rebbe. All of us are students. There's a more advanced student, there's a less advanced student, and again, we show respect. It's not we're all equal, and therefore if I see a rabbi, I don't have to stand up for him. All the laws of the Torah, but with an awareness, a consciousness of lifnei mi ato imed. V'alkein ikar ha'iskarvus la'shem yisborach hu al yedei b'chinas bitul hageyus v'akovoid. And therefore, one of the most important things to help a person come close to Hashem is the elimination of gaiva and kavod. That the person is not arrogant at all, and he's not interested, has no interest at all in personal kavod. Shehem bechinas shem, which is referred to as a name, making a name for yourself. Ulevatel atzmoi ukevoidoi ushmoi. Neged shem kavod malchusoi, for the person to eliminate himself and his kavod and his name to the kavod of Hashem's kingdom. Ki anova gedoyla mikulam, because the Gemara says the most important characteristic, the most important character trait that a Jew needs is anova, humility. V'chein yefsher lehiskarev lahatzadik v'horav hoemes. Okay, first he said it's impossible to come close to Hashem. Now he's saying it's impossible to come close to the tzaddik and the true rabbi, kiim al yedei shemavatel shmoi uchvoidoi betachles habitul, unless the person is willing and prepared to have no name. What's your name? Remember when Eliezer, one of Avram Avinu's closest student, the Gemara says he was doyle umashke mitoros toros rabbi achirim. He was the one who learned Torah from Avram Avinu and taught it to other people. When he was sent on the mission to go get a wife for Yitzchak Avinu, and they asked him, "What's your name? Ech korim lecha?" What was his answer? Eliezer? No, he didn't say that. Eved Avraham Anoichi. I am a servant of Avram Avinu. That's my name. I have no name. And because Eliezer knew that, he succeeded. He was the one who was zeicher to make the shidduch, to find the girl for Yitzchak Avinu, who brought Yaakov, the whole Klal Yisrael, because he knew this secret, Eved Avraham Anochi. No name. If I want to come close to Hashem, if I'm not the tzaddik, if I am not the tzaddik, then I don't need no name. Hashem needs a name. Baruch Shem Kvod Mosulam. The tzaddik needs a name. I don't need no name. It's good enough to say I'm part of him. I'm one of his students. Va'oz yizke lehi kolel b'shem hatzadik. Then that person becomes part of the name of the tzadik. Mamish part of him. Va'idezeh hu nichlal b'shem Hashem. And through that he becomes part of the name of Hashem. Va'olav nemar. And it's about that person that the Torah says. Va'hoyo kol hanikra b'shem Hashem. Yimolate. All those who are called by the name of Hashem, all of those who are included in the name of Hashem, they will be saved. Ubasridim asher Hashem koire. And regarding those people whom Hashem calls, again, they're called by Hashem's name. They don't have no name for themselves. They're not looking for a name. They're not looking to be great. They're not looking. Everything is Hashem. That's who they're looking to publicize. Wow, you just built such a beautiful house. What are you, nuts? I built the house. Hashem made the house. I paid money for it. It's Hashem. Everything is Hashem. Everything is the tzaddik.